Okay, so we're picking up Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Just to recap the end of Ayin Beis Amud Beis, Rav Huna made a statement. Rav Huna holds that automatically when a person gives a get, when he's in the state of being a Shuv Mira, Im Amad Chayzer, as soon as he gets healthy, the get is off. Chayzer, the get is off. So the Gemara challenges from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says that if a guy says, Me'ayom Emati Mecholizeh, Ve'amad, V'holach Bashok, and then he gets sick again and he dies, we have to figure out, was it the first sickness? Was it the second sickness? It's affecting more according to Rav Huna. What are you figuring out? As soon as he got better, it gets off. So Gemara says, no, he didn't really get better. Even the lashon of the Mishnah is, Amad Bahalak, it doesn't really mean that he got better. He went from one sickness to the other sickness. So Gemara says, and that's lashon Amad, you get one from the other. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the Maisa, not only to say that it was Amad, it was Halak Bashuk. The Gemara says, okay, he was halak al mashanto. He didn't really get better to walk. He was really still sick. He went from one thing to the other thing, and he was walking with his walker. So the Gemara then said, the hakamash v'lon, the halak al mashanto, hu de be'inon umdina, idach umdina namilo be'inon. So now, we have to understand this line. This is Pashup Shad, understand you need the top Tosis really. Tosis explains like this. Why is the Gemara all of a sudden now saying what the chiddush of mashanto is? The Gemara is saying, and the chiddush is, the halak al mashanto, you need to have an umdina. So Tosfos explains like this. If you learn the Mishnah Kapashup Shat, that the guy got better, and we don't hold it like Rav Huna. So just because the guy gets better doesn't mean that the get is off. So then we understand that the Pshat is that the guy went into the Shuk, right? And you could say, and Tatoy says like this, Bishamah Kedesach the Halach Mamish, the Imamish got up and walked in the Shuk. So then, Nicha Dinokar Halach, Lerabusa Afagav the Halach Mamish, Tarach Umdiris. Then the Chiddush says, listen, even though the guy's walking, you still need an umdina. You might have thought, oh, he's walking. Obviously, he's better. Kamash v'lan, that even though he walked, it could be that it's really from the first sickness, and therefore you need an umdina. But now that you're telling me that the guy never got better, he never got better, right? And he was just walking the shuk, was like a trick. I mean, he was schlepping along on this mishenis, right? So then, obviously, he needs an umdina, right? Obviously, there's a good chance that it's coming from the first sickness. So what's the chiddush of telling me that he was halach? You know what I'm saying? That's why the Gemara all of a sudden now is saying, until now we never had discussion. Because it's a very big chiddush. Mishnah says, the guy was getting up, he's walking, you still have to make sure that's not coming in the first sickness. But if the guy never got better, he's schlepping along on his mishenis, so obviously, yeah, not obviously, but it's very possible, very plausible, it's from the first sickness. So obviously you're going to have to do an umdinam. So the Gemara says, that's the chiddush. The Gemara says, no, fakert. The halach al mashanto, that's when you need the umdina. If he didn't even do that, as Rashi and Ayin Beis says, if he wasn't even able to be holik b'shuk at all, so then even if he goes from one holik to the next holik, we know for sure that it's coming from the first holik. So in other words, the chiddush is that it's for sure coming from the first holik. And it's the Kud again. If you don't go with Rav Huna, the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it looks like he got better, you still have to check because maybe it's coming from the first hole. The way Rav Huna is learning the Mishnah is fakir. When he's on his Mishnah, he's walking in the Shuk, he's doing something in the Shuk, even though he's on the Mishnah, he's walking in the Shuk. So then you need to check it out because maybe it's from the first hole, maybe it's from the second hole. We don't really know. But if he wasn't even able to go into the Shuk at all, then it's for sure coming from the first hole. That's how you read the Gemara.
And if he's walking without the thing, then for sure...
Then he's buried. Then Amad Chayyid, then it gets off.
From the second fall.
No, it doesn't matter. It gets off. Right. It gets off. And if you're Huna, there's nothing to talk about. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara now says, so that's how you read the Mishnah, and as we answer up the Mishnah from Rav Huna. So now the Gemara pulls out a Chiddush from here. Gemara says, if you want to say from here, Shamas Vina, Shchiv Nira Shenitach Mecholi Lecholi, Matnosa Matana. Based on what we're saying now, the halach is that a shchiv meira, if he goes from one choli to another choli, the matan is good. In other words, like this, Rav Huna says, Im Amad is going to be chayzer. Right? The Gemara had a kasha in the Mishnah. The Gemara is machalik between Amad and going from one choli to another choli. If he was Amad, then the get or the matan is off. If he never got better, he just went from one choli to another choli, so then it could still be good. But when it comes to get, you have to figure out if it's coming from the first sickness. Because since he made a tanai by dai from Micholi Zeh, you have to evaluate. Oh, we'll see. Was it the first sickness or the second sickness? But when it comes to matana, there's no tanai. The matana, just I'm giving the matana, it was a shchiv mira. So it's mash of the Gemara says. The Gemara is being medayik that by Shchiv Rashid Mechol Lecholi, the Matan is a Matan. Matan is a Matan. Even though he left the first sickness and Ki'ilu got up to the second sickness, that's not called an Omar, and the Matan is still going to go through. Everyone hear that? Rashi is Madgish that. Only in the Mishnah says, only when it comes to get, do we have to figure out is it the first Holy or the second Holy, because the guy stipulated exactly only from the first Holy. But by a regular case, the guy gives him a matan, it's a shchiv mira. So if he was omad, the matan is off. If he was not omad, even if he went from one choli to another choli, it should be good. Because he never said, I'm giving it to you from a shchiv mira because of this choli or that choli, as long as it's a shchiv mira. So the Gemara is saying, you want to tell me, shamas from a shchiv mira, shinit b'choli, choli, matanos, matan, that's cold, he didn't get up, and he's still a shchiv mira, and therefore the matan is good? The Gemara says, yeah, amar b'lazor, mishmei d'rav, shchiv mira, shinit b'choli, choli, matanos, matan, in a ganami. Okay, Adkan is Divrei Rav Huna and how he fits into the Mishnah. Now the Gemara brings a dissenting opinion. Rabba v'Rabba lo svir lo hu ad Rav Huna. Rab and Rav do not hold of Rav Huna. In other words, what do they hold? That if the guy was Omad, Enochol, so the get is still good. So the Gemara says, why? Gzeira shemayomri yesh get lachar misa. It's a gzeira because people are going to say there's a get lachar misa. In other words, what's the Gemara saying? They're really Rava and Rabba fundamentally agree with Rav Huna. That when the guy says he's giving, when the guy gives a get, when he's a shchiv mira, his clear intention, we understand, is that he's only giving the get under these circumstances, and if he would be oimid, the get should be chayzer, no get. And that would really be the din mikra din. But there's a gzera, we don't allow that to happen. We make a gzera that the halacha is he's never allowed to be chayzer. Why? Because, and I'm adding in Lefi Rashi now, and Jonathan was asking about this, I'm going to try to explain it now. Lefi Rashi, and I think hopefully we'll answer the questions, that the gzera is that if you would say the din is that Omad is chayzer, it means every time the guy gets healthier, then the get is chayzer. So then it will come out the only time the get will ever be chal, ben, is la'achar misa. Right? Because until the guy dies, like, well, maybe he's going to get better. Maybe he's going to get better. And if he gets better, then he gets off. So the only time the get's ever chal is when the guy dies. So what are people going to think? Oh, get is la'achar misa. And Rashi says, even though it's not really true, because be'etzem, the reason the get is chal is because it was a me'achshav, it was really a t'nai, that as long as I die from this, then the get was chal amafreya. People don't know that. And they're going to say, well, ma'isa, this get, does only have la'achar misa. Masha'ein kein, if the halacha is omad eino chozer, so now what's going to happen, not very often, but at least there are going to be other cases where the guy will get better, he'll still be alive, and the get will also be chal. So if they see that the get is chal, even when the guy is alive, they're not going to come to the conclusion, get lachar misa. Because they say, get is not based on lachar misa, the get could be before he dies or after he dies. But if the halacha would be amar chayzer, then the only time the get would be chal is lachar misa, people come to that erroneous conclusion. So the male again, Rava and Rava hold fundamentally, me'ikar adin, they hold the gravuna. That Omar Chayzer, because that was the guy's clear intention, that he was only giving it al Tashchiv Meira, and if he gets better, he doesn't want the get. But nonetheless, they made a gzeira that the get is always going to go through, even if he's Omar, in order to prevent this problem of people trying to get Lachar Misa. So, in fact, the Gemara, the obvious question, you're going to tell me such a thing that Midya Raisa, you tell me the get is off. Because midaraisa, we know that the guy doesn't want to get under these circumstances. On the tzadeh is getting better, he doesn't want to get to be chal. So midaraisa, the get is not chal. It's not his intention. You guys learned the fourth paragraph, right? He didn't want that. But it's not because of a gzeira. You're going to say the get is chal. I'm going to be mad to her to marry an ancient sister to get married. The Gemara says, yeah, no problem. In called him mekadesh alei derabban mekadesh. We know the famous clout that whoever's mekadesh is doing al das derabbanan. And the Rabbana are mafkid the Kiddushin in such a situation. So when the guy originally got married, he did it al das the Rabbana. And the Rabbana said that in such a situation, this happens, we don't want the Kiddushin to be chal, therefore the Kiddushin are nifka lemafre. Okay, that's the second time in Masechta we're having this. Do you guys get to it in the fourth paragraph now? I mean, you got to it with us, but did you get to it? Okay, Lamed Gimel, easy way to remember it, Lamed Gimel and Ayin Gimel in Gittin. Okay, remember that for life. Lamed Gimel and Ayin Gimel. Of Afkinu. Okay. Says the Gemara, the famous story that it always says by Afkinu, that we had also Nayan Gimel. I understand when the guy was Mekadesh with Kesef. That you could say he did Al Das, the Rabbanon, because what could the Rabbanon do with the Kesef? Learn Tumah Tana, but Kaddish Mabiyah, Michael name. What are you going to do when he's in the Kaddish Mabiyah? Where it says, no problem. The Rabbanan turn his Biyah into a Biyah's Nus. They say, Lemafreya, that Biyah that he did Lashem Kiddushin, too bad, we're not, we say that it's not a Kiddushin. It turns out that it was a Biyah's Nus.
Why ask that Shlav again?
Every time the Gemara brings this in Shas, it asks this. It's just the Derech. The Gemara always does this.
Also 9 Gimel.
What?
Also 9 Gimel.
We're on 9 Gimel. Also 9 Gimel. Tana Rabbanan. Check me up now every time, but I'm pretty sure. Okay? Tana Rabbanan. Ze Giteich Me'ayom Imati Mecholi Ze. V'nafal Abayas Olav Olichi Shenafash Eino Get. So the ratio of this price says, the guy makes this tonight that we've been talking about, right? The guy says, if I died from Choli Zeh, and then he doesn't die exactly from the Choli, something random happens, a bias, there's nothing random in life, right? You understand what I'm saying? Yeah, Nafal Abayas Olav, or he gets bitten by a Nachash, it's not a get. The Bryson then continues with the Sefer, Im lo emo, Micholi Zeh, it says, if I don't get up from this Choli, the Nafal Olav Bayas, Ochish Nachash, I mean, a get, so then it is a get. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Maishna Reisha Umaishna Seifa. What's the difference in the Reisha and the Seifa? Now, all of you probably made the assumption, like Evan and I did, except then you have to catch the assumption after, that's the Kha. Right? You made the assumption, like, what on earth, what kind of question is that? Right? There's clearly a difference. Because the Reisha, what's he saying? The Reisha is saying, if I die from this sickness. So it could have the implication that if it's this is not from the sickness, because he died from a different reason. Whereas the Sefer, he's saying, if I don't get better from the sickness. So therefore, even if he died from a different reason, he didn't get better. That would be like an obvious chilek. Yeah? The Yerushalmi makes that chilek. How do I know the Yerushalmi? Because you have to know Kol HaTorah Kula. But how do I know the Yerushalmi? Because Tosfos brings it. Right? Because Tosfos over here, my Yerushalmi measures, Tosfos makes that. Tosfos says the Yerushalmi Taka makes that chilek. However, it's clear from our Gemara that the Gemara does not make a chilek, because the Gemara doesn't say this. The Gemara asks a stira, the Reish didn't say, but doesn't give that teretz. So the Gemara is, and the Tosfos points out, our Gemara for some reason is not mechal between these lashonos. Our Gemara is assuming it's the exact same thing. If you say, if I die, mecholi zeh, or im lo amar, it's the zel bezach, the exact same thing. So the Gemara is kasha, so what's the chilek? Now, just to speak out exactly what's the kasha. There are different ways to speak out the kasha. We'll go with Rashi. Rashi explains it like this. Rashi is Ramasa Mayash Travesha Mayash Seifa. Rashi says, "I unzit lo shchiach asek adaite." If the guy really is taking into consideration the possibility of a far-fetched onus, which is what happened, so then Reisha Nami Levi Gita Daha Mitoch Oso Choli Meis. So then Rashi says, so then even in the Reisha, we should consider it to be a get because Lamaisa he died Micholi Zeh, and Rashi says, the Micholi Zeh lo mashma ella mitoch choli zeh. Now what does Rashi mean by that? The Micholi Zeh is only mashma mitoch choli zeh. There's different ways. When you say Micholi Zeh, it's a little bit of an ambiguous term. Micholi Zeh could be that I die in the state of having the sickness, which is what mitoch choli zeh means. He died being sick. I mean, he was sick until he died. There would be another way of saying it, which would be machmas choli zeh, because of the sickness. Rashi is learning that that's not an option. Mitoch choli zeh, a mei choli zeh, lefi Rashi, according to everybody, according to both lishes, always means mitoch choli zeh. All it means is I had to die in the state of being sick. And that for sure happened. So what's the shayla? The shayla is, did I take into consideration this possibility? But when I said I'm going to die when I'm sick, I meant, yeah, because being sick. I didn't mean because I'm going to get, the house is going to fall on me. Right? So according to Rashi, that's what other Shorim learned that fakir. They learned that mitoch michos means machmas chos. We're going in Rashi. So I guess according to Rashi, all he has to do is die in the state of being sick. So what's the shot? That's the shot of the Sefer. Lamaisa, he died and he was sick. The Reisha is holding that no, he's not taking into consideration this possibility, and the Mele, he never had that in mind. So even though he said the words that I'm going to die from being sick, but he didn't have that in mind, therefore it's not included. So that's what Rashi's saying. That's a kash ratio of the Sefer. You can tell me the Sefer that it is a get, it means he did have it in mind. So if that's true, the ratio also, what's the chilek? Yeah.
It's such a shver read of the Brisa, given that you have the change in the lashon of imlo amod versus.
Yes, in Yerushalmi's question?
Yeah, it's a good.
I know, that's why I prefaced this. Did I not bavorn?
I thought
I bavorned it, so you wouldn't do this to me. I bavorned.
I don't want. You didn't. You didn't give a tirah.
I did. I said Tosfos learned. No, I didn't explain why.
Why Rashi would go why,
not Rashi. Right. No, nothing with Rashi. Gemara. This Arab Gemara, the Bavli,
right.
Is not distinguished.
Why would the Gemara go with Shabbat?
Yeah, I don't have to be better than Tosfos. Tosfos just said that the Gemara is not Machal.
Do you not do Rabbi Akiva Yigris in this year?
Okay.
There's
a Rabbi Akiva Yigris. Okay, so Lamaisa, this is the Kasha. I'm saying, I'm explaining Lefi Rashi what the stira is.
Right.
Everyone hear the way I'm saying it? Andrew, hear the way I'm saying it? No? The fear of it, so what's the stira? The stira is like this. The word mecholizet means in the state of this sickness. If I die in the state of this sickness, it's a get. So what's the shayla? The shayla is, did he take into consideration this far-fetched possibility that some crazy thing is going to happen to him, that a nachash is going to bite him? So the stira is that in the safe of his helmet is a get, that means he is taking into consideration that possibility. So if that's true, so the ratio also should be a get. So the Gemara answers by bringing a maisa that happened. Shalchu mitam, achlari ein lanu. The maisa was, they sent the shayla to Eretz Yisrael, which is interesting because Eretz Yisrael probably had Yushalmi. Right? In other words, I actually saw one of the versions say that. Like, Yesh Lodun, is it, you know, Lefitaisis, is the shalchu mitam going with that mahala? Okay, I don't want to get into it right now, but Kipshuto, shalchu mitam, they're over there.
Rashi says
what?
No, it's the second case. So
okay, very good. But again, that's irrelevant for the Bavli. But yes, okay. In the Yerushalmi Lashit also might be relevant. But Chalchotam Achari Einlan. Now the way Rashi learns Einlan literally means we don't have it. Rashi learns Einlanu to mean that we're not allowed to let this go through. In other words, it's not something which he took into consideration, and therefore the ratio is the ikker and not the safe. In other words, the safe is wrong. People don't take in mind this wild case. So we're basically proving that the ratio is the right one and the safe is the wrong one. Other Rishonim learned that Shachlo Mitam Achlu, I think some of the guys were asking.
Wait, the ratio is the right one?
The ratio is the correct one. And therefore, Areza Gitech, Meyobi Matav Echolos, and Rafal Abayis, ain't no get. Like in Eretz Yisrael, they said it's ain't lon. In other words, we don't have the ability to allow the get. Now others were saying, and you have to the Rishonim, that Achlu Ari Ein Lanu has more of the connotation, we don't know. Rashi seems to be learning it definitively. Rashi says, Ein Lanu Shehe Get. We don't hold that this is a get. Why? Don't to the Lashchich, no, because on the Lashchich, Rashi seems to be saying it clearly. The other Rishonim, the Rambam, learned that it's Taka Asafik. We don't know what to do because they were misufik about it, which means they wouldn't be machriya anything really in the price. Okay, says the Gemara, Vaitahu Gavra, Dizavinar lechavre, a certain guy bought land or sold land to his friend. Okay, Kabul Alei, Kol Unso, the Misyali. And the Meicher says, I'll take care of any unsin possible situation that could arise, I'll be responsible for it. Lesof Afiku Bonara. The end of the day, what happened? Rashi explains, the Melech rerouted the river right over this field. So also the Kaim Ravina, they came to Ravina, Amrele, Zil Shafile. Ravina said to the Baruch, go give him. You accepted upon yourself any possible onus that would come about, that would be born, right? Any possible onus that would happen. So therefore you got to stick by your word. He says, yeah, but it's, he's not responsible for something like this. What are the chances that punk the Melech is going to do this? So the Gemara says, the matter rolled into Rava's court in front of Rava. He sided with Rav Acha bar Tachlifa. Yeah, it's like an unsid lo shchich, and therefore the Melech is not responsible. Ravina asks a kasha and Rava from this brisa we just brought. Imlo amod mecholizeh v'nafal olav bayis ochish nachash harezeh get. The sefer of the brisa says, doesn't matter what kind of crazy onus happened. Bottom line is, if the guy dies, it's a get. So just like in the case of the guy dies, in the end of the day, he was mekayim the tnai that he died from this choli, meaning mitoch, the state of being chole. Same thing over here. If you made a deal that you're going to take care of all of onus, you take care of every onus.
I thought we said the sefer was the wrong one.
That's correct.
And his opinion is approved?
Yeah, well, that's what Rav is about to say in a second. But just to answer you in terms of chronologically, I don't know if they were aware of that discussion of the Gemara. So they had this price. I don't know if that's anyway a fair question. Rava says, very nice, you have the seifa, I got the ratio. So Amalei Rav Achba Divti Le Ravina. So Rav Achba Divti says to Ravina, Umishum Dekasha Reisha Aseifa. It makes more sense with the Girsa, right? Not to Ravina, to really Kasha to Rava, right? Because he's trying to support Ravina. So basically, Rava says, Ravina, sorry, you can't bring a Raya. Because the Reisha says the other way. So Rav Achba Divti says to Rava, I understand, Mishum Dekasha Reisha Aseifa Lamasvin and Tiyuftamina. Because you have. I'm saying Girsa because it doesn't really make sense with Ravina. Because he's trying to support Ravina. Rav Achba Divti is trying to attack Rava. You're answering up Ravina that from the Reisha. So now you're telling me that Ravina can't bring a Raya from the Seifa? He can still bring a Raya from the Seifa. So that's why it's a Kasha. Amalei Rav Achba Divti L'Rava, right? What's your answer to Ravina that you have the Reisha? But Mishum Dekasha Reisha Aseifa Salam Asinat Yuftamina. In the end of the day, Ravina has the Kasha and you get a Raya from the Seifa. Now, Lamaisa is a very shver Gemara. Very shver Gemara because the whole, what's the happening? The whole price, it doesn't make any sense. It could be that if the other Rishonim don't learn like Rashi, which I didn't even speak out, the Kash is a little bit lighter, a little bit of an easier question. But Lamaisa, it's a Shver Nakuda here. What's the Havamina to bring a Raya from a Brisa that you know is not clear? But at any rate, that was the Gemara's time. At the end of the day, we have Mefurish Seifa. It says like this in the Seifa. So Amalei, Rava says, Itaka, you can't bring a Raya. Why? Came on the Kasha Reisha Seifa Sin. So it's a Stira, the Reisha to the Seifa. Lo Itmei Midrasha. It's a Raya that this wasn't learned in the base Medrash and learned up properly. As Rashi says, they never really spoke it out and clarified by the Talmid Chachamim to explain it properly. And therefore, Mishabeshti, and therefore it's not a good Braisa. So we have no, in other words, we can't bring any Raya from the Braisa. So what are we left with? Svara. So Zulbos or Svara, go figure out the Svara. The Svara is like what I'm saying, that it's an unsat l'shchiach. There's no way the guy had in mind that this crazy onus was going to happen. Good. Let's finish up the Gemara. Zakpeg Gemara, Papa, Ravuna, Rebbe Yeshua, Zablon, Shum, Shemi, Agid, Dinar, Malka, Papa, Ravuna, Rebbe Yeshua, they got into a business dealer, which is nice to see, because they always argue on each other. They're the Baal Pluxas. They also did business together. They learned together, they argued in learning together, and they did business together. That's a real chavusa.
Okay, yeah, so doesn't this business deal they like, argue?
They don't argue with each other. They argue on Rava. This is the only time they didn't argue. But Papa and Buddha are always arguing. They're the bar pluks of each other. They're Mamash Oedim. Hey. Usually it's the opposite, right? You usually get along until money. Is this a Rai Fakir? You know, somebody came to Shlomo Zalman to ask him about a shidduch, about somebody apparently that he knew very well. And there was a shayla of the shidduch. He said, I never did business with him, so I can't like fully answer.
The Torah brings people together.
And you hear that sometimes. You know, you don't really know a guy's true color until you do business with him. But anyway, they were doing business together. They bought these sesame seeds, or sesame something. Agida, they bought it by the bank of the river Malka. And Agru Malchi Lavarenu, and they hired sailors to bring it over the river, and Kabilo Alai called unto them, and they accepted it. Who's the they? I originally thought that the they was the sailors. Yeah. Rashi learns that what? The Meichrim, the sellers. Not the sailors, the sellers. That it was the sellers that accepted those, but the Rif learns it was the sailors. Okay, that doesn't really matter for our story. But the bottom line is,
Rashi says
it's the Meichrim, the sellers.
Were the people who were...
I thought it was the sailors, the Malchi.
The sesame sellers.
The sailors were the sellers.
Yeah.
What?
It's the same.
No, different people. You bought from the Meicher, and then they happened afterwards, they hired people to bring it over. People that,
okay, fine,
that sailed the boat.
More people in your story.
It's more people, okay. Yeah. No, my story. Everybody has my story.
Right.
That's clear. My story is your story. And it's history. Right? But it's just not her story. Okay, but anyway, the Kushayla is, who did he make the deal with the Oynas? Did he make the deal with the sellers or with the sailors? So Rashi learns it's with the sellers. Rashi's Madgish that, right? Kabilo Laya HaMoichrim. And the Rif learns it's the sailors. Okay, anyway, bottom line is, they accepted a similar type of agreement, calling to the Mesalit. Lesof, Itztakir, Nair, Malka. At the end of the day, it was dammed up, and they weren't able to pass. So Amrluhu, so Rav Papa and Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua say, listen, Aguru Chamri and Afkeinu Nialon. I saw some Girsos have Afkeinu without the ayin, which is a little bit easier to read. But the bottom line is they say, listen, go, now it's on you. Go hire donkey drivers to go and bring it to us. You can't get through in the water. Too bad. So now figure a different way. Why the kabil? Kedakabil salaychu kolunsa the mishal. You were makabel any onus that's going to happen. Also, came to Rava. Again, they came to Rava, and Rava's going to give the same psak. Amalu kaki chivri, you white geese, which Rashi says is a metaphor for older men. Talmid chachamim, zakenim, okay, zakenim, you zakenim, or a white. Mishalchi glimid inchi, you are these white geese who are stripping people of their clothing. In other words, says Rashi, taking advantage of people, giving them a psak din, which is for your own benefit. Because you're trying to get them to pay for this extra fee, and really they're not chayav to pay. Why? It says the Gemara, it's an unsid l'shchiach. Even though they're a kabbal, all types of unsid, this way is an unsid l'shchiach, and that's too much to ask. Just to finish off with a geshmak, another geshmak taisus over here. Taisus, we already did the first taisus on the page. Taisus is now esedei. Taisus has a geshmak akasha, and it's nogea to first seder for you guys. Taisus asks, Ravina brings a riot to Rava. He says, Rava, how could you tell me that there's a taina called Oynes, right? You're saying it's an unsid l'shchiach. It's mafurish in the brisa in the seifa that even an unsid l'shchiach gets bitten by a nachash. We don't consider that. Harei zeget, that's his raya. Frek Tosfos, what's the raya to Rava from a case of gittin? In other words, Ravina's trying to say just like by gittin, the halacha is any. It doesn't matter. What type of onus happened? The bottom line is the get is chal as long as you're mekayim tonight. The same thing is true in the case where he was paskening, which was not a case of get, right? It was a case of the guy who bought the property, right? And then this onus happened. So Frek Taisus, what's the raya to Rava from the case of get? We know that Shita's Rava is ain onus begitin. We've had this before in the Masechta, and it's famous Rava in that Ksubis that base. Rava's Shita is ain onus begitin. So Ravina is not bringing a riot to anything. Of course, in the realm of Gittin, we're not going to consider Oynes because ain't Oynes be Gittin. Rava is coming to say here that there's a din of Oynes, that's by a mecher. Why does Rava say ain't Oynes be Gittin, Dani? That's a special halach in Ilchas Gittin. But the Gemara says, Mishum the Prutzos, or because of the Tznuos. It's a shayla because we're afraid that the women are going to tie to the wrong thing. They're going to say it wasn't Oynes when it wasn't an Oynes. All the women will say that it wasn't Oynes when it wasn't Oynes. It's a special halacha in Gittin, which can cause problems in Gittin. It doesn't exist anywhere else. And that Shita's Rav, Ein Oynes is special din in Hilchos Gittin, Ein Oynes for Gittin. So of course the halacha is that by Gittin, no matter what, we're going to say that the get goes through. Because we don't care about Oynes and Gittin. How is that a riot to the Shaila of here by Din Imamunus? What on earth are you bringing a riot from? And Tos goes weiter. And what's Rava's teretz? Rava's like, oh, you're bringing a riot from the Seif? I'll bring a riot from the Reisha. In the Reisha, the halacha is that it's not a good get. What? Rava's the one that says, ain't onus begitin. Rava says it's always a get. He holds ain't onus begitin. We don't care what onus you had. The get is always good. So Tos says, Gishvat, it's Tos here, it's all Tos and Ksuv. It's very sadistic. The Tos says there are three levels of onus. There's an onus which is very, very common. It's always a two tables. This way it says in his first verse. There are three gabni onus. There's an onus to shchiach legamri, and everybody says over there, ain onus. And obviously, if it's something which everybody knows could have happened, you have no time to say it was an onus. Too bad. You knew this could happen. This happens 80% of the time.
Right? Why is it called an onus?
What?
Why is it called an onus?
Because you didn't plan it happening. It was like out of your control. It was out of your control, but it was like they raised interest rates. Like, oh, onus. Like, shchiach. You didn't expect that to happen, but you know that it could happen. That's one that everybody holds up. Then there's the in-between onus of the Gemara in Ksubis and the Gemara in Hashalech. And there Rava says, ain't onus begitin. Other people say, yesh onus begitin. Okay, that was Gemara earlier. And then there's this case, which is a crazy onus. Even Rava agrees, yesh onus begitin. So even by Gittin. So even Rava, who's the Marda Hashmaisa of ain't onus begitin, he will agree that by the really far extreme case of Ones, over there, they'll be, even by Gittin, we'll accept the Ones, and we'll say Yeshua. Okay. How long was that, Ben?
27, I guess.
29.